Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies, why don't you go for nice guys? I'll bet the both of you have been told that, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean when
nice
you hear
nice guys finish last?
By the way, I'm guilty of having said that before.
Yeah, me too.
In more depressing moments.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guilty as charged. But what does that mean to you when you hear it?
When I hear that girls never pick nice guys, it's exactly what you guys just said. The, I'm a nice guy and I always, you know, want to go after the girls, but they never pick me. And generally, the guys who say that might be perfectly nice guys, but that doesn't mean you're dateable. A lot of times that means that you talk about yourself. You never think to ask questions about somebody else, or it's you're just kind of boring because you're just banking on the idea that you're nice. And if that's your expectation, that just nice is going to get you something,
or they do nice things just for earning the title of being a nice guy, where the day-to-day, your regular interactions, the way that you're showing love to somebody or the way that you're showing somebody that you care about them isn't worth jackedly squat. But, you took me out to dinner and you did these nice things. So you're a nice guy, but you actually don't care about me.
I remember it was similar to like Kelly just said, but I remember Rachel, our former call screener, saying almost exactly that. She said, if all you're bringing to the table is that you're nice.
Yeah, that's really like not much.
Yeah,
it's the minimum basic
expectancy.
It's
kind of what is expected from everybody.
Yeah.
Now, from the other perspective, I agree, by the way, with most of what was said. That said, a lot of times I think when guys are saying that, it's usually in regards to someone dating someone who is a butthole and treats them poorly. And the expression isn't just, I'm nice, that's what I offer. Just saying, I'm nice, and also, I'm a good person, I'm fun to be around. You know, I mean, there is a difference.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It can be very frustrating still, on that end of it when you see somebody and you go, like, everyone knows and they know that guy's a dick.
But I think most people who say it with the energy you described.
Yeah.
If you're genuinely a nice guy, you don't have to tell people that you're a nice guy. I think that's kind of just what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the 10 red flags of self-proclaimed nice guys? You've already inadvertently hit on a couple.
So, saying that they're a nice guy is one of them. Mm-hmm. One of the big red flags. Like Maitland said, you don't have to state it if you are nice.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is like making you feel bad because they're nice, but don't get anybody from it. Is that one of them? Like,
you're kind of right on both of them.
Like guilt tripping.
Right.
The constant need. Okay. You're getting all of them essentially. You're just doing them in ways they don't have it on this list. So to that point, by the way, so many ads popping up on this, the screen turns gray every 3 seconds with a new ad. Right now I have to wait for this Miracle-Gro ad to go away so I can move the rest of the screen.
It's springtime though.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's planting season.
They try to, them being nice, this is one you said when you were just like in the preamble, so to speak. They position themselves as different from other men based on their niceness. When that's all you got to what Maitland said, that is one of them.
Yeah.
How long does that last if that's the only appeal, right? I mean, that's going to be a short relationship.
Yeah, because a lot of times people, if they're just banking on their niceness, like you touched on, Maitland, a lot of times they bank on that being the reason why you stay with them. Oh, but I took you out to dinner and oh, but I did these things. And it's, well, you did things that you define as nice for your dating circumstances, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what I wanted, or you're doing them just so you can say you were nice. So when I say, hey, you did X, Y, and Z that really frustrated me. Yeah, but I'm nice because I did these nice things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're still not listening.
Right.
Like,
when the niceness comes with hidden expectations, you kind of hit on that one as well. That's pretty common. The constant need to remind you how nice they are and the need to have you say, yeah, you are. You're very nice. That's some needy stuff right there.
I would not care for that.
Yeah, I try not to do that. I've probably done a lot of these things, to be honest.
Probably.
With you. The first one, probably like feeling like maybe there's some expectations accidentally where you don't think about it, but you go, God, I'm like trying to, like, I'm doing these things and I don't understand why it's not working or something. Like,
yeah, I think it happens to guys in the friend zone.
Yeah, probably.
You're like, so I'm nothing but nice, and now you're going to tell me about the way this jerk treated you.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a frustrating position to be in. Yeah, it's a frustrating position.
Paul F. Tompkins, the comedian, talked about it, and he was basing it on a real-life story. He's talking about how he was in love with a woman who had been his best friend. He wasn't always in love with her, but he fell in love with her. And then to win her over, he jokingly said, what I did is act incredibly passive-aggressive about everything. So if she said, oh, I was going to go to a movie last night, but my friends weren't available. He jokingly referred to it as him saying, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I don't like movies. No movies for old Paul. Paul doesn't like movies. I would have been available, but no, don't call Paul. I'm just the nice guy. Does that feel relatable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've definitely been on that side of it, too.
When I heard it.
Where you go, you know, it's like, well, I only had help with this. And you go, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I'm right here.
Yeah.
So I that can be frustrating in both directions.
But I also cringed at
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah. But, yeah, the key is to try to learn from that and go, okay, well, if this isn't working, then why and what do you need? And, okay, great.
Well, then, yeah, that goes beyond just being nice. That goes beyond being thoughtful, which is where, like, that makes you more than just a nice guy because it's mm-hmm. like, oh, it would be nice if I knew this, but if I didn't, I'll listen now and pay more attention, whatever. That's
right.
That's when you know, okay, he's not just a nice guy. He's a good partner. You know, right.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That's the goal. And my goal has become like to be kind,
yeah,
not nice.
So, and here's
nice
the other.
Is also nice. You get walked on.
The difference
and
between
that
nice and a good partner. When a good partner doesn't get what they want, are they still kind?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When someone who is nice doesn't get what they want, are they still nice?
No, because then they throw in your face how they're nice and you should have given them what they wanted.
Number one red flag. Kindness disappears when they don't get what they want. When they get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, like the charm from your niceness falls away.
They position themselves as different. They respond passive aggressively to disappointment. Guilty as charged in different times of my life.
I've definitely done
better
that.
Better at it now.
Definitely done that.
They treat basic decency as exceptional behavior.
Hmm.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when we say, like, the bar is on the floor.
Yes.
That's kind of, you're meeting mm-hmm. basic expectations and expecting praise for it.
What's an example of that?
Like, if you cook for somebody and then they kind of help and they're like, oh, I helped. Like, yeah, well, you should. Like, oh, I picked up my own dishes and put them in your dishwasher. Yeah, you should clean up after yourself.
Right. Like, I sliced one onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like, should be helpful.
Like, or I showed up on time. Oh, my God. Really? Wow. That's so exceptional of you.
That's literally what you need to do.
Right.
Not relationship related, but that's equivalent to when somebody says, I'm such a good employee. I mean, I show up every day on time. That's what you're supposed to
do.
You can't start with the minimal expectations as to your resume. Yeah.
You're not going above and beyond. You're going below and even.
What else? What are some other nice guy red flags?
Hmm. What's it say on the sheet? Because I'm trying to think.
They subtly undermine your relationships with others. This one's not as obvious, but it happens, doesn't it?
That's a weird one.
When you just are venting about girlfriends or your family or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, well, she sucks. Like, you shouldn't be friends with her anymore. Or why are you friends with her? Like, you deserve better. And it's to get you away from them so that you'll spend, or to get you away from those other people so that you'll spend more time with them.
example of someone who thinks they're nice, and they probably aren't even that. I watched my kids while you were at work.
Mm.
Now it's your job. Is there a bigger douchebag father than that?
Mm.
Than I have to babysit the kids?
If you think
watching your kids is a disservice to you while your wife does other things, the mother of your children or the stepmom to your children or whatever.
What if they're not your kids, though? What if you're just dating?
Well,
then that's a nice thing to do.
I'm married and I have three stepkids.
True. Yeah.
That now counts as like mine.
Those are yours now. Yeah.
They have a dad.
They are your kids.
That's great.
Now.
But when they're at our house, they are my kids.
Sure.
But yes, that's different if you're dating.
But when you're just dating, if you
if they're
that,
your
then
kids and you're like, what? I have to watch the kids?
That's like today. I know that when I get home from work, my wife has 3 or 4 errands to run. She's going to be gone for probably 2-3 hours this afternoon. That would be like me going home and saying, oh, I have to babysit today.
Man, if I found out that you did that, I think I'd have to like have a real hard talk with you.
Yeah.
Like, Steve, like, you're a good person otherwise, but you're a dick at home.
No, you're going to join the club, man. Knock it off.
You are part of the war on women.
It's not a fun club. I don't want to be in the give away half my stuff club.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want
to. Now I got to work to 75 club.
Let me just tell you, you don't have to be that. And you could still give away half your stuff. I never once babysat my own kids, but here I am with half that 401k. They subtly undermine your relationships with others. Number nine.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I also feel like we've kind of touched on it, but not really, when you are dating a self-proclaimed nice guy and then you want to tell them it's something, you know, that it's a criticism of something they've done. And they always seem to be the most butthurt and exaggerated after of, oh, I guess I just messed up everything. Mm. And it's like, shut the hell up.
Oh, everything's my fault, huh?
Yeah.
The martyr.
Yeah.
The martyr.
Oh, man, that one goes both genders, man. Like, I think anybody who does that is so obnoxious.
Yes.
Oh. It's like, yeah. And we've all done it at one time or another, been in that like frustrated mode where you're, oh, all right, great. I suck at everything. Mm-hmm.
Because you know, there's a tone to it.
There's a moment.
There's a tone to it. Because you can say, oh, man, I was just trying to help. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or you can be like, oh, I was just trying to help. I guess it's all my fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and it depends on if it's the first time somebody upset you or it's like the culmination of a lot of it, then mm-hmm. maybe that happens. But if you haven't been together that long and one thing happens, you go, oh, I guess I suck at everything. You go, oh, boy, okay.
Red flag. Red.
Red flag.
Very red.
Too yeah. early for this.
This text, a dad that I know, someone I work with, used to have custody of his kids only on the weekends because it worked for the work schedule with his ex-wife. He did not want custody during the weeks because he couldn't help them with schoolwork because he didn't want to. But he went back to the judge and complained about parenting time because he didn't get to have any fun on his weekends. Because that's when his kids were there.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're prioritizing your fun times, you're hanging out with yeah. boys mm-hmm. over, like, the
being
welfare. The welfare of your children, actually mm-hmm. being a father and raising the children that you willingly brought into this
that
world.
Must be a lovely coworker. They must be really fun
yeah.
at work.
Yeah, that's just like, time. Give it up altogether. So you can't do it during the week because you don't know how to do math,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want them on the weekends either because that's fun party time.
Yeah, not good. All right, nice guys. Nice guys that are red flags. They create elaborate rescue fantasies around you.
Oh, like nice you guy needed them.
Positioning himself as your inevitable savior, regardless of whether you've requested rescue or even need it. He imagines fixing your struggles, healing any past wounds you may have, and single-handedly transforming your life through his uniquely sensitive understanding.
Hi, me, this guy right here.
You better stop it. You better stop it right now, Howie.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That hit close to home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the fixer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of guys are. I mean, we're like bred to fix problems. Mm. It's like what we do. And so when you enter those scenarios where that's not what's supposed to happen, that's very hard to back away from sometimes. Because if you care about somebody, you legitimately, well, most guys, not all guys, some guys are just in it for like the accolades, but sometimes like you legitimately want to help and you're like, I don't know what to do here. And
but you think you have a superpower. That's when you get in trouble.
Yeah, it's not being able to recognize what actually needs to happen or whatever. Like, I was worse about it at a time, but I still do it. Like, there's still moments where
therapy
it's like,
helps,
oh, I
right?
can help. I can do this. I can help
yeah,
fix that for you.
I love me a good fixer-upper.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
See, a lot of these do go both ways.
Uh-huh.
There's definitely
I love me a good fixer-upper.
You get,
You have to know personality types. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to know when it's time for you to just listen or when it's time for you to take action.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah. It can be very difficult. The key to many of these things that I've learned over the years with my wisdom growth is try to communicate. I do that all the time now with the woman I'm seeing now. It's like, just tell me. Like, if there's an issue, just tell me. That's all I need. I don't need a lot, but like, if I'm doing something or you need something more, please just say it. Because I can only know so much.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
That's good in every relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. Most people can't do that.
Hawings, that last one hit close to home for you. Would you like to have another one hit close to home?
Oh, yeah. Most of these do. I am a nice guy. So.
Let's see if you think it hits home for me, too. The nice guy uses self-deprecation to prevent any real criticism from taking place.
That's all of us in this room.
Yeah, that's what we all do. That's what we all do.
Right in my heart.
Yeah.
Did I get a tattoo of a bullseye? What just happened?
I've tried to get away from that because I have learned over the years what a turnoff that is to a lot of women. A lot of women want a guy who's got confidence, who can make a little bit of a joke at their own expense, but not all the time.
No. That's why starting right now, I'm never saying sorry for anything I do again.
Me. This dumb fat guy thinks it's hilarious.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I do see, though, after a while, it does with those kind of nice guys who they're talking about in the article. It feels like you're just fishing for compliments,
mm-hmm.
where self-deprecation goes beyond, oh, I'm just a silly guy, to I just want you to tell me that I'm not fat and stupid or ugly or whatever. And it's like, okay, we both know you're not.
Yeah. But you're starting to convince me that you're right.
Right.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.